Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
The next one is honoring your spouse. Honor your husband. I should sit here and not move. Honor your husband. Honor your wife. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible said, in verse number 33, Ephesians 5 said, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife, see that she reverence her husband." Praise the Lord. Can you go up? Verse 21. Says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the... This is the title of this particular part of the contest of this chapter. Look at the ESV in the verse 21. Verse 21, or the Amplifier or the ESV. It says, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. That's why I started by saying that you need to honor the word of God. If you don't honor the word of God, you'll be imposing tradition as your code of honor. But your honor must not come from tradition. Your honor must come from the word of God. There is no proper tradition in this life that has not been captured by the word of God. For instance, we will learn that the word of God has already captured that we should honor leaders, political leaders, traditional leaders, but it is not every practice of those leaders that we can follow. But honoring them, we have to honor them. So in the ESV, he says, submitting one to another out of reverence for Christ. The reason why a wife must honor the husband is because they have respect for Christ. The reason why a wife must honor the husband is because they have respect for Christ. This, for me, is the encapsulation of every nuance, every detail that is given in the subsequent verses. Love your wife, wives submit to husband. All of that must be in the stomach of this particular verse. If you miss this verse, you have missed the context of this chapter. Because you will now be talking like the duty of a husband is to love the wife. And then that of the wife is to submit. It's like a slave and a master. It doesn't work that way. Submitting one to another out of reverence for Christ. Praise the Lord. If you are a man here, the word of God behoves you to honor that your spouse. It requires of you. It demands of you to honor. If you are not ready to honor a spouse, don't marry. Praise the Lord. And honoring is like the way you would treat Christ or the superior being, whether it's a human being or it's a spiritual being that you have honor for. That is how you should treat that fellow that is your spouse. If Pastor Francis appeared right now, how will you serve me in your house? If I appeared in your house right now, how will you serve me? Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 33 of Ephesians in ESV. He said, however, let each of you love his wife as himself. And let the wife see that she respects her husband. Please, the way you treat your wife, is it a reflection of how you love yourself? Like, the way you are doing. Is this how you do to yourself? And you, the wife, the way you are talking to your husband, or winking your eye, or, you know, doing that, is this how you do to yourself? And if you met pastor, is this how you would do? If you met Jesus, is this how you would do? Look at how you are very nice and tender when you come to the presence of God. When you are even worshiping God, you are very thoughtful about his goodness and how beautiful he is and how kind he is. You are always looking at the good side of God. To worship him, to honor him. Then you will even encourage yourself that even in the good or in the bad, oh, you are still my God. That's honoring him. After all these years, God's still good. Da-da-da. After all these years, they sack you from school. Still, he's good. You finish university. He's still good. And you still have honor for Jesus. Looks like there is a part of your brain that doesn't recognize the struggles you have had with the Lord. Because you have to see him in his glory. How is it difficult to see your spouse in his or her glory? And if you don't see them in their glory, you will never honor them. Because for some of us, our fixation is in their weakness. And that is what the marriage is meant to fix. That to be complementary to the spouse, where they are weak. So you use the word suitability. Do you understand? That you fit into the puzzle so that we don't see the crack or the weakness. But that is where you have also decided to put the magnifying glass. So no matter how, some of us, even when our spouses dress well and they are smelling well, it's not like you don't compliment them. You don't see. You know, you can be living with your spouse and your spouse is invisible to you. But some sister of yours or some bestie of yours is very visible to you. You are just looking at some of the hair crumple of your bestie that you compliment about. It's an old hair. And it's a dead hair. But in your mind, this is very beautiful. Like the person is a beautiful soul. So they don't need to do anything, and you really honor them, and you want to do so much for them. If you just transported that honor to your home, I'm telling you, listen, you will have so much joy and glory and favor in your life that will beat your prayerful mind. It will beat your what? Prayerful mind. Some of the things you are trying to use prayer to get. You are going to learn that you will only pass the test when you have regard for the man or the woman God gave you. Because God knows that if he gives you more money, your misbehavior will escalate. I'm telling you. If God gave you longer life, your abuse will be prolonged. That is, that's why some people, God forbid, but you will live long in Jesus' name. And you will be the reason why somebody will say, God, I thank you for giving me marriage. Shout a louder amen. Amen. It has to be that you honor your spouse. Praise the Lord. I really don't, you know, sometimes I hear preachers talk about if you don't, you know, if you respect your pastor more than your husband, You are this, you are that, you are this, you are that. You see? It's a bad preaching to preach. And basically, I possibly would have rounded up with this statement, but since it has come, let us deal with it. Anna has contest. So you cannot misappropriate Anna and misapply Anna. The Anna we show parent is not on the same level and in the same context of the Anna we show spouse. And the Anna we show a priest is not to be compared linearly to the Anna we show a parent, a spouse, or even God. The pastor is not competing with the husband for Anna. The Anna you give to your pastor is within a particular context and is motivated by different elements. The Anna you give to your spouse, you are not going to compare it with the one you give to your mother or your father. These are two different. You are just comparing apples and houseflies. Like, how do you? You say, okay, if my mother calls me and my wife calls me, whose call should I pick? Based on what? Like, based on what? If your mother calls you that, Kwame, your uncle has come, and I want you here, whatever you are doing, stop right now, because I want you to come and greet your uncle. And your wife calls you that, please, my stomach is like I've been poisoned, food poison, or I can't breathe. I need you to help me go to the hospital. Whose call should you answer? Like, why are you comparing it? There is an honor we give to parents because they raised us. And they have been, for 40 years, they have been our best support system. Then you have come in as a spouse. We should just cut all these family people we have known for 40 years. Because you just arrived as a man or as a wife. Everybody should go and sleep. It doesn't work that way. There are things. Look, there is money you will ask of your spouse that he or she will not give you and will give a double to the sister. And your coconut should comprehend it. You should comprehend it. One day. My father was unwell. I was with one of my stepmothers. And I went to visit him. And he was so angry with my big brother. So I went and I gave him a lot of money, bought a lot of drugs for him. His brother was there also. Then he brought my brother's case, my senior brother's case. And he was very angry with him that, you know, and I realized that any time I did some good to my father, he would use it to bash my senior brother. So as he was bringing that matter on, I told him that, please, I beg you. Ask him. You always say that you gave us a foundation. Ask him, this building you are sitting in, do you see the foundation? He kept quiet. I said, this money I've given you and all the ones that I give you to sustain you, I do not discredit what you did, though, as my father. But I'm telling you, if this my stupid brother in your eyes had not sacrificed the money he wanted to do his kiosk for me to add to what that old woman I showed you last week brought for me to pay to go to school, there is no way I will be here. I don't know which other thing God would have done. To be earning what I'm earning, to be able to take care of you. Anytime I give you, when you are thanking God, thank this foolish son. Because you were alive. But maybe it was not in your power to do. This one did. It cannot be that as I'm honoring you, I'm dishonoring him. It's not possible. So you don't put everything on the same table and be preaching that pastor's preaching that. Listen. The honor you give to a pastor is enshrined in the word of God. They are worthy of honor. Are you here at all? That's the next point, actually. I've started preaching the next point. Some people wanted me to stay with the spousal one. I should have, right? But the honor you give to your boss, sometimes you will tell your husband to heat the food and eat. Because there is something you need to attend to for your boss. You say, no, I'm the husband. So you are placing your boss over me. At that moment, that is what is needed. Yes, to balance life. It cannot be that come home. Come where? I'm your husband. Where I am? I don't want you to stay in office past 8 o'clock. Stop it. Do what? Stop. Come and serve my. Don't you have hands? We'll serve you when the opportunity is there. Are you here? Are you here at all? Like, you must have humanity. It takes humanity to give honor. You must be that humane, that kind, that respectful. You must have unconditional positive regard. That regardless of how people come and whatever package they come in, if there is some fear of God in you, you will place value on that person because Christ values that person. You will never look at your bigness and blessedness and look down on someone because, Charlie, we are here because God put us here. Please, let's read the Peter scripture. He said, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Have you seen that is here? Giving honor unto the wife. As unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life. You are heirs together. That your prayers be not what? Hindered. Honor your spouse. Being heirs together of the grace of God. That you recognize the grace of God is the reason why you are a spouse. Not because you are a man or a woman. It's the grace of God that you are a husband. That you are a wife. You cannot, please, as a child of God, dishonor a spouse because of your gender. Because of the authority you have as a man, or authority you have as a wife, or authority you have as a parent against, he said, parents, honor your children. Be careful. So there is a code of honor we must adhere to for life to be great for us this year. Honor. With all this said, when in the house we seem not to have a particular way to go because we have divergent views, how should we manage that kind of situation? Where should we prioritize? Whose thoughts should we prioritize? The Bible says that the man is the head of the house. So like in your workplace, when in a management meeting, 5-5, your boss will now come and say that, okay, let's go this way. Because he is the head. We can trial what that head is suggesting with a mind of minimizing the risk. Risk mitigation. Because some of the suggestions the leadership gives is like e-levy. It's like haircut. Now, anything that will make you lose an election, we can preach about it. Some of the suggestions is an election losing element. Do you understand? So we have to put measures to reduce, mitigate the risk. There are shocks you put around such allowance of leadership suggestion. And continue to negotiate with grace so that we can minimize the losses, assuming it's not going in the right direction. And that takes a lot of humility from leadership. That I said we should go this way. And we have taken 1-2 steps. Hey, I didn't know. Hey, I backfire. You don't stay stubborn. I'm the man. I've said we are going. So one day God saw the same scenario play in Abraham's house. And he told Abraham, "Abraham, I know your wife calls you Lord, but on this matter, listen to your wife. Let Hagar go. That disrespect is too much. It is going to affect everything here. Let Hagar go. I still have a plan." And Abraham needed that humility to bend back and say that even though I'm the head and I'm seen as the Lord, God is agreeing with this, my wife, who is the weaker vessel. Let me honor God by honoring the voice of my wife. If you are a wife and you are the breadwinner of the family, you need humility. You need what? Humility. Or else you will cross certain lines. The privilege to feed your family when your husband is not matching up to that financial power or whatever doesn't give you room for disregard, dishonor, disrespect. Be very careful. Praise the Lord.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.